Hello, and welcome to a very short but important update. It's 27th today. I wanted to give some information, which is fairly new news. In fact, it's pretty unique. It's just about, I think, to break on the internet that many people in Britain might have had a virus similar to the coronavirus back in December. And what I need perhaps to tell you, I can tell you now, is that there was a bio attack in Britain. All I know is it was in December. I don't know when. It could have been very early December. I guess it could have been very late November. The virus that was used for that attack was not the same virus and did not come out of the same laboratory as the virus that's now ravaging the world. And there are two very important countries on the planet. One is Great Britain and the United States of America. There are many other very important countries in the world. But there are two countries that are working very closely together. One is the President of the United States of America, and one is the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson. And these two are seen as world leaders who are supporting each other. The attack on Britain was a much weaker form of virus that did not come out of the Wuhan biological laboratory. And do you remember the old adage that, they say that one country gets a flu or a cold, the other one catches it. And they were having a bit of a joke, a parody on this. The fact of the matter is that Britain was subject to a viral attack. It was not the COVID-19, it was a much weaker strain. This was done either in late November, early December. It was released, and all I know, it was released somewhere in southern England. I do not believe it was necessarily released in the London area, because after the Novichok attack, when the Skippels were poisoned, the Metropolitan Police and MI5 been very, very vigilant around the London area proper. So this was a different sort of attack, probably in the outskirts, south of London somewhere. Why? Because the political environment in Britain under Boris Johnson has changed. The black hats are not operating in anything like with the freedom in Britain that they did, even under the previous Prime Minister, Theresa May, who was just a non-entity. That's why she wore that great big, always had a chain around her neck, because she was telling the world that she was a slave, she was a prisoner. But under Boris, under the guise of we're changing the civil service, those of you who've had the time to read it know that he's doing a big shake-up of the civil service. This is a complete cover for removing black hats from the intelligence networks and indeed in government. So this was a definite attack. And those of you who had a flu-like symptom in December, but much worse than flu, but not like this virus, that was an attack. That was not an ordinary seasonal flu, I can absolutely tell you. I was told this some while ago, was asked not to say anything because the security services were using the cover that nobody knew about it to try and get to the people who were behind it to try to secure the borders. But it's about to break. There are a lot of people who are individually saying, "Hey, I had a really bad flu-like thing over December." That's really strange. And I've had a number of people write to me, giving me their, how it manifested in their body. And I've written back and said things like, "Well, that's extremely interesting. Thank you." Because at that stage, you couldn't say anything. But it is about, I think, to break. And I think also enough time has elapsed for the good guys to have done what they needed to have done. So I haven't had the okay to do this. I just feel I've got to tell you that. All right, that's the first point of news. The second point of news is that, I'm linking this very carefully with the, or very clearly, I should say, with the second attack, which has occurred in China, but was obviously, as you guess now, was meant for America. I can tell you that. The virus was intended to have been released in America. Britain got it first, but a much weaker strain, not the same virus at all. And then this heavy strain was supposed to have been released in America. So yes, it didn't matter where it was released. It creates the economic slowdown or potential collapse. But had it been released in America, the hope was that it would have caused such a vacuum, there could have been a coup. Not the military. The military won't do a coup against the president, but the elite class could. And a lot of those are politicians. So under the cover of something awful, they could try and attempt to kill the United States president, could try and do everything. So that was the point. But it did not get released in America. I'm being absolutely open with you now. I've been guarding that word, but I'm being open now with you. It was unfortunately released for the poor Chinese in China. But fortunately for the Americans, it wasn't released where it was intended. It was to have been purchased in China on the black market, as I explained, taken to America, probably in a diplomatic bag so that it couldn't be found or searched, and then released probably in New York. Probably, can't be sure, but that looks to be the target that I've been told. Right, now then, at the end of this, I've asked Andy, who's the great guy who does all of my internet stuff for me, to put a link to Amazing Polly. Those of you who know her will go, oh great. Those of you who don't know her, you should still go, oh great. I want you to watch it, please. Amazing Polly is someone I have not met. She's in America, and I agree with nearly everything that she's come forward with. She's done, it's only about a week old, she's done a YouTube video talking about people like George Soros and Bill Gates, and particularly about the AIDS Foundation. Something like $90 billion has been gained by this AIDS Foundation under the banner of we're trying to cure AIDS. And what Polly is showing is that actually it's probably not that, it's probably a big laboratory making stuff. Now what's really key is that George Soros, in January 2018, made a statement, and Polly does show this. So George Soros in January 2018 makes a statement that by January 2020, President Trump will probably not be in office. Now that's very interesting. Now you immediately say, oh well, that's probably because he knew about the impeachment. No, I don't think so. I think it's because people like George Soros and Bill Gates have a very strong connection to laboratories that are publicly tasked with finding cures for viruses. And I think that the attack that we had in Great Britain, a mild attack, and more importantly, actually, this big attack that the world is getting now was part of a plan, without question of a doubt, to remove the President of the United States. Had that virus been released in America, there would have been a political vacuum, a political attack, and that could have been the opportunity to remove the President. And regardless of whether that was successful or not, there would have been a huge financial impact in America. But because it was released in China, there has been weeks for it to come over, which gave the good guys time to try to plan and mitigate and work something out. Because President Trump is trying, with the House, has been trying to give money directly to people, not just to the corporations. You've got to keep the airlines open, or you've got to keep them viable. You've got to keep the transport companies viable. You have to do that. But also there's money for individuals. So money being paid directly to people, that's really almost unique. that's happening, and it's happening in Great Britain. It just shows how closely America and Britain are working. There is a war. Polly uses the word a war. Yes, there really is a war taking place. And that's why some days ago now I said to you that the white hats had been pushed into a position where they had nothing to lose. You know, you talk about the Constitution, defending the Constitution, defending the president, the office of the president. It's more than that now. It's about humanity. It's about a fight for humanity. Because if these bad guys win, then frankly, it's the end of humanity. It really is. Because these bad guys have got an absolute agenda to do everything that we have talked about for years. That's why it's a war on. Now, the good guys in the military and also in some of the intelligence agencies who have decided that enough's enough and that this is their time to take them out, that's what's going on at the moment. It doesn't mean that the white hats are going to be 100% successful. What it means is the white hats are going to have some success and to be able to push the black hats back some distance. Because people like those names I've mentioned have so much money, so much influence, and so many people are blackmailed that, what do they say in Alabama? Dug in like an Alabama tick. So in other words, there are individuals who are cushioned and secured by deception, fear, bribery, blackmail, money, threats of violence, all of those things. And for years, they have remained untouchable. That's not quite the case now. They're pretty secure, these top guys, but not exclusively so. And what occurred in Britain and China and the rest of the world, of course, has gone beyond. You know, there were only two ways out of it for the bad guys. It was a nuclear bomb, a dirty bomb, or this virus. Because they tried the impeachment, it didn't work. They've tried killing the president, they've tried killing the first lady, they've tried killing the children, they've tried doing all of this. And it just didn't work. It didn't make it happen. So they were forced with a nuclear bomb or the virus. They've gone for the virus. Now don't for one second think that these elite people don't have the vaccine. Of course they do. And I've been saying to you that you know, a laboratory runs on the left hand the pathogen, and on the right hand it works the vaccine. So they had the vaccine for this. The white hats don't have it, the black hats do. Now perhaps people will understand why I was trying to say that if the white hats had a vaccine, I'd take it, but if it came from any of those other agencies or organizations, I wouldn't touch it. Because yeah, absolutely, if you don't get them with the virus, you get them with the vaccine. So this is a war that's now taking place. It's very serious. I'd like you please to make time to watch Amazing Polly. Those of you who know her, you may already have seen it, but those of you who haven't or have missed this one, the link will be placed at the bottom of this presentation, and I would seriously urge you to do that. So we do have a very strong connection between very rich men, laboratory facilities studying viruses, the release of a virus in Britain, which nobody will own up to, nobody will back me up, nobody will say, oh yeah, Simon's telling the truth, except people who, you know, like myself, who know the truth. The authorities can't ever dare to do that. And again, the same with what happened in China. There isn't going to be a single government that says, yeah, this is a bioweapon. They're not going to come out publicly. Those of you who know, knew this was a bioweapon. Those of you who were close, I mean truly close to the intelligence, it's very easy for people to, they brag and they say, oh, you know, I have contacts with this, my sources told me this, my sources told me that. I do very fortunately have a connection to these people, because they're good people and they want the truth out. And they can't do it themselves. You know, if you're in a secret job, you can't be seen to be publicly passing information. You can do it privately. Sometimes they do it without authorization, sometimes they do it with authorization. Okay, so we have a situation where, as the Italians would say in ancient Rome, they crossed the Rubicon, they've gone too far. they've gone too far. He tried to wipe out the United States of America financially, tried to kill the president. That nothing new in that. They've been doing that for years. They killed Kennedy, so it's nothing new for them. But to destroy the economy of the United States just to get at President Trump, that's not just desperation, that's insanity. Think of all the innocent people who are going to be dead and sick just so that a group, a handful of people, could remove the one man that stands between them and absolute power. That's a pretty powerful statement. But President Trump is the one man that stands between these bad people and absolute power. Because the military are tied into a democracy in the United States of America. The military don't really want to come out on the streets because that's called a coup. That is against the very constitution that the American military hold up so high. You know, military men and women shouldn't play politics. They shouldn't do that. But they've been forced into doing it because they can't stand back any longer and see the evil, corrupt politicians not just making huge amounts of money, because that's normal, but destroying what humanity stands for. And so that's why President Trump was chosen. That's why he agreed to it. A big, physically big man, an emotionally big man, who could take all the punishment, safe in the fact that he knew there was a good, strong group of military who were behind him. And also he was sickened by what he had seen and learned. So what I'm saying is that the military need President Trump because they can't put a tank on the street unless they became absolutely desperate. So they use President Trump as that wall to try to push away this evil. So that's what's playing out, a massive war, unseen. There are bullets and bombs, but not in the traditional sense of it. And I please ask you to watch Amazing Polly, because there is the evidence there which shows that this has been a long held out plan. So this statement by Soros in January 2018 was not about necessarily about the impeachment, although there were lots of people who hoped the impeachment would get rid of the president. But anybody who truly understood politics knew that wasn't the case. Now, many people at the highest level knew this was the plan, the impeachment plan. And that's why, think back now, please, to the United States primaries in British or European times. You perhaps won't know that a primary is a midterm election. Maybe I should call it that. In the midterm elections, it was clear that the cities, the big places like California, were going to go with the Democrats and vote against Trump, midterm election. What President Trump did was concentrate on the Senate, because he knew, and those around him knew, they were going to go for an impeachment, and that as long as he held the Senate, he could never be impeached. So anyone in politics would know the president was never going to be impeached as long as he held the Senate. So when these evil men talk about President Trump will probably be gone by January 2020, they weren't really referring to an impeachment process. They were referring to an economic collapse in the United States of America, which somehow the people would then blame the president for. But because this glass culture was released in China, not in America, A, it didn't have the political impact, B, the timing was all out, didn't happen within days, it took weeks for this to reach America. It allowed the very good people, who there are still a lot of good people out there, please don't think that they're not, to work out a whole range of options. And the biggest argument I can tell you was, where do we go? Do we just keep appeasing them, which is what they've been doing, or do we go for it, hell for leather? And they decided to go hell for leather. So that is why this is a war now. Well, thank you very much for your time. I couldn't say this thing about the British virus attack in December simply because the white hats needed the time because they believe that there's a cell in Britain. It's not someone who's just come in the Schiphol case. Somebody came in, did the poisoning, jumped on an airplane, went out again. They actually think that there was diplomatic assistance with this attack, and therefore they wanted more time to get to grips with that. But I think now enough time has come, and I must tell the people what I know without compromising any individual who's a good person. All right, that's it. Thanks very much.